faith. They're becoming very bold in it. And I just want you to know that I'm on it. I'm tired. I'm through fooling myself that I'm teaching 200 people who agree with what I'm teaching. I now know that's never true. People can sit there and not believe what you're teaching. There is no more important doctrine for me to teach you than what we're studying now. But each one of you have to make up your mind as Christians, do I believe that this is the way you live? By faith. Trusting it. You'll be called names. You'll be attacked by Satan and by people. But you have to make up your mind. I have to make up my mind. And I made it up about 6 years ago. 5, 6 years ago, I struggled through this. And we have to make up our mind. It's either going to be by faith, by trusting him, or you can say, no, it's in your knowledge of doctrine. No, it is in your obedience and your self-discipline and a moral, righteous life. No, it is by your emotional self-discipline, emotional experience. No, it is by your self-discipline and service. I know it's by faith. See, all of those things are not wrong, but it's how you get to those. But a lot of people believe you can do those without faith in God. You will do those without faith in God. You just do them. You will to do them. I'm saying no. No. Christian life is lived moment by moment in trusting God. And if we do that, then God the Holy Spirit is the one who will lead you to love His Word and study His Word. It will characterize your life. To pray. If you learn how to walk by faith, you will pray because you will love God. If you love God, you'll love His Word and you'll love to talk with Him. It will lead you to love Christ. If you love Christ, you will obey because out of love comes obedience. If you love others as Christ loved, and this is only by faith because this is poured into us by the Holy Spirit, then you will serve one another in love. There will be things that will happen in your life, but it won't be by your power. And you